Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Hey, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, head up to MyPillow.com. We'll start off with that one. MyPillow.com. And look, there's a lot you can get there. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way, you know, just seriously, truly, beating his brains out to make sure that guys like me, you know, other conservatives, other conservative shows, have the ability to earn some money, because right now we can't earn any, like we used to, we can't earn any money on these social media sites. It just doesn't work. They've squelched us so much. We used to get thousands and thousands of views, and then overnight we got tens and tens of views. Really terrible. So, in all sincerity, if you go over to MyPillow.com, you don't know how many people you help. Mike is helping out a lot of people. He's also keeping a lot of people employed. When the crap hit the fan, right, when it was a real issue, Mike stayed. He kept going. He kept the plants open. He kept making product. And he kept coming up with innovative, I mean, truly kept coming up with innovative ways to get his product out there through some of us, which I very much appreciate. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you go to MyPillow.com, that is MyPillow.com, you want to head up there, and you truly, on your way out, promo code Joe. I can't say it enough. I got great slippers, okay, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels. I think we have the towels, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, and I have the slippers. So that's pretty cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So to go to MyPillow.com, buy, load up that cart. Yeah, you heard me. Load it up. And then what I want you to do, it's really simple. On your way out, use promo code Joe. You'll get about half off. In all sincerity, you get about half off. And we'll all make a few bucks. And I do appreciate your time with me. All right. You can't make this one. You can't make this up. So here's a college student trying to explain. And, you know, again, as I've always said, you can't make this stuff up. It's just crazy that it's going somewhere to happen. And I want you to hear this person is, let me just, you just got to hear it, okay? That's what it'll boast out of. Come on, don't screw me up now.
There is something to be said about this sort of, how do I put this, willing ignorance. Right, the sort of duality between that consciousness of being aware in such manner, and yet readily marginalizing that intersectionality. It's very profound. These conversations are intrinsically multifaceted, right? There are different angles to be looking at this from, and it's crucial to juxtapose that contrast within those realms of varying perspectives. And it's sort of the case where, you know, are we asking ourselves the right questions, or are we all just sort of victim to the cause itself? It's suffocating, to be quite frank. It's paralyzing. But having these conversations is extremely, extremely vital in fundamental change. And there is some...
What conversation? Did he... Listen, I got to ask you guys. Did he say anything? I mean, I think him and Kamala Harris went to the same school of communication. This person just said absolutely nothing. Now, when I hear people like him, really, in all honesty and fairness, when I hear people like him, this is what it reminds me of. This is a comedian from like 30 years ago. Ready?
Well, I feel not only honored, but I feel the confrontation upon which we have set our sights can no longer endure at the propensity of a developing prognosis. Now you say, what? It doesn't matter that we... What was the question?
Pretty much, right? That's a Joe Biden line, by the way. It has to be. What was the question again? After saying nothing for 2.5 minutes. I feel like we're back in like Comedy Central days. This is nuts. And this guy got, you know, a million, you know, if I went on TikTok, I'd probably get 10 views. Right? But think about it. This guy got millions of views. And he said nothing. He's got a pad, he's got a yellow pad in his lap. And he's got a pen in his, I mean, which is old fashioned. But he's got a pen in his hand, right? And I get the biggest kick out of this. I really do. I get the biggest kick out of this. And people think he's a genius. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I'm going to play those. Andrea Kay's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I can't wait to play those for her, too. I'm sure she'll have the same mindset I do. You're sitting there saying to yourself, this can't be real. This can't be true. But we do. We let them get away with it. You can't tell me any different. The New York City Mayor, Adams, he fired. Boy, what a lawsuit this is going to be, huh? He fired one of his Christian advisors, education advisors, because of her or his anti-gay writings. No, actually, they weren't anti-gay writings. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply. is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River. Oh, there you go. Okay. Once or twice around the desk. Just fine. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really what it boils down to. You know, as we were talking, somebody sent me a story, and it wasn't a Facebook story, but it kind of tied into Facebook, right? I don't know. I guess they got some kind of news source or whatever. What I think is really funny is... when you look at the titles to every one of these, they're not supposed to be right or left-leaning. But every one of the titles of these stories, every one of these stories, for all intents and purposes, is very partisan in nature. When you look at it, every one of these stories of, you know, the pounding on DeSantis, pounding on Trump, pounding on the Amazon, right, which is really funny because truly, oh, and the lawsuit over the LGBTQ topics in the classroom is being challenged now in a lawsuit in Florida. It just, like I said, never stops. And the left wants these out there because it keeps it makes it so that, I mean, frankly and honestly, they try to make it look like we're just such terrible, narrow-minded people. And now, what is it? What do they have today? Today was Joey B. made today Transgender People, Transgender Visibility Day. That's interesting. So, let me see. The LGBTQ people, right, now have, what is it, the full month of June, a couple days in October. And, it's like, I think in October, some of you can correct me, I don't know. Coming out day, I guess. Right? And now in March, or the last day of March, I guess it is, now you have Transgender Visibility Day. And, you know, again, I'm having fun with this because I'm reading these as I'm talking with you. Yes, men can actually do two things at once. I'm reading through these. I'm getting the biggest kick out of it. Pregnant people, not moms, not ladies, not women, pregnant people, are at much higher risk of breakthrough COVID. So now, oh my God, if you get pregnant, you might get COVID. You have a greater risk of getting it. Nice try, though. Yeah, this is getting old. Everything is a scare of towards COVID, correct? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, this is, I get such a kick out of this. It's the direction that they're going in. All right, back to the New York City Mayor Adams, who, he fires Christian's education advisor over the anti-gay writings. Now, Christian conservatives who have spoken out against the mayor and his dismissal of one of his education advisors, also serves as a pastor. The New York Daily News reported on some of her post writings on sexuality and gender. Last week, Adams announced 9 picks to the city panel for education policy to replace the former Board of Education in 2022. It's part of a governance structure that the city, you know, handles for public schools. Now, initially, the list of appointments included Reverend Kathleen Barrett Lane, the leader of the Staten Island's Reach Out and Touch Ministries. In the announcement, the mayor's office touted Barrett as a seasoned minister who spends her time inspiring people with her speaking and teaching. After Adams announced Barrett's, the New York Daily News published an article highlighting what characterizes anti-gay remarks from her past. Specifically, they looked at a tabloid publication, and it took issue with Barrett's 2013 book, Challenging Your Disappointments, which listed homosexuality alongside several other sins, including fornication, adultery, pedophilia, stealing, lying, envy, covetousness. Now, this is what I love when people say, look, notice that she called them all out. She just didn't call one. She called out fornication, adultery, pedophilia, stealing, lying, envy, covetousness. They would have been okay if you left the homosexuality out, right? Okay to call fornication, adultery, a sin. I mean, I can get all theological on you, but I'm not going to. In the book, Barrett Lane contends that incarcerated young people live in the grip of fornication or fornicating homosexual lifestyles, with a risk of being infected with AIDS. By the way, go look at the numbers. Go look at the studies. They're true. and other sexually transmitted diseases. So when they're incarcerated, when males are incarcerated like this, especially young ones, they do fall into these things. You can't deny it. You cannot accept it. You can say, I don't believe it. Go do your own numbers. In 2004, the book titled When Your Mess Becomes the Message, the pastor recalled how her 3-year-old daughter had determined that she was a boy, and after overhearing her mom providing counsel to a lesbian, after her daughter's declaration, Verlaine said she and her husband began the militantly and violent pray for with over our daughter and prayed against every spirit that was not of God, including the spirit of homosexuality. She wrote that the time when her daughter experienced gender confusion was one of the most frightening experiences I had with my little girl. Now, this is hilarious because now they're going to beat her up for this. They're going to verbally abuse her. They're going to toss her out. Everybody has to think the same or else. And I'm not going to go through. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have a spiritual debate with you guys in a few minutes. And it'd be no different than my daughter telling me I'm going to live with somebody, or I'm going to move in with somebody, or whatever. I'd be teed off about it. I wouldn't be happy about it. I'll put it that way. My son the same way. I don't care. That just goes one way. It's always. Members of the city's LGBTQ community put pressure on Adams to remove Barrett Lane from his administration because of the article. The same day that Adams announced Barrett Lane as one of his picks, the city equivalent of the board, it indicated that, well, maybe we made a mistake here. Now, what I love about this is you have a board of education. Do you really have a cross-section of the city? Do you have a cross-section of the community? Do you really have people that show all issues? Look, my city has a thing called the Human Relations Roundtable. It is inundated. It is flooded by left-leaning people. There are no Christian conservatives on there. There's no conservatives of no religious stand. And they think that's okay. The left definitely thinks it's okay. So we'll see your host. Guess who joins me after the break? I'm not telling you. You have to figure it out on your own. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing plans to combat rising gas prices. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't impressed with the plan to put an average of 1 million additional barrels of oil on the market each day from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
You know, I see Biden, he's going to take out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you know, which is just kind of like a Band-Aid. You know, it's not going to make a sustained change in the trajectory of the price of energy.
The governor saying the United States could be energy independent, but Biden closes Keystone, cancels leases, and refuses to open ANWR. The U.S. Drought Monitor says more than 40% of California is sliding deeper into a drought. Officials saying an extreme drought is affecting Northern California from Sonoma County north to Humboldt County. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joseph, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the show. You hear me? I say it all the time. I'm getting tired of hearing myself say it. But you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. It's the only way you fix things. You got to get informed. That's why I bring the experts on. I got most of the time. Let me tell you what, people. I got no clue. And just because I know my next guest is going to laugh at me, but just because somebody puts a microphone in front of your mouth doesn't mean you have a clue. All it means is you have a microphone. There's a lot of fools out there with very little information, if you would. But not this one. She's full of information. I mean that sincerely. Andrea Kay joins me. She does every week. Appreciate her time with me and her take on some of these issues. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm full of lots of stuff. And, the left loves to accuse me of and describe what I'm full of, right?
Oh,
yeah, not everybody deserves a microphone. Just look at Jen Psaki, okay?
That's true. That's so true. I mean, seriously, who gave her? Well, you know what they did? You know, when Joey B. chose his person for that job, he went to see who could lie the most without making a face, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah, I will give her credit. Sister Friend is good at lying. I mean, and hiding it, you know, at least with the facial expressions. I mean, you know, she had a little struggle right before she suddenly went AWOL and got the Rona, right?
Right.
She struggled with the Hunter Biden question, and she hadn't been seen since. Okay.
Yep.
So either she's in a hospital on a ventilator somewhere, or they're just trying to give her some time to recover, because that wasn't a good moment.
No, she, again, I have to give her credit because it flows off of her tongue. There's no facial expressions, none of that stuff. I get the biggest kick out of it, seriously. And I'm sure she sleeps well at night, too, you know?
Yeah, I
really?
Mean, you know, well, the entire left is somehow able to, you know, sleep at night and you know, continue to get a good night's sleep, even though they stole an election. The same people that, you know, accused Trump of going to start World War III and destroy the economy have literally destroyed the economy and have us five seconds away from World War III if Joe Biden gets back on a microphone, because the three gaffes he had last weekend could have really triggered Putin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. So, you know what's really funny is when I don't know if you get the same thing, but when I talk about the fraudulent election, I will get people on our side of the aisle, if you would, will send me emails and say, "Come on, you need to stop that. You need to drop it, the whole nine yards." So, what I do from time to time is I go over the numbers, like from Arizona and Wisconsin and so many other places, where the numbers just don't make sense. And I think recently there were some released from Georgia, and I'll just hit them really quick. But you know, you had over 2,000 felons voted. You had 66,000 under 18 voted. How the heck did that happen, right? Then you had almost 2,500 that were never registered to vote and voted. 1,000 used a P.O. box, which is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10,000 died mysteriously right after they voted or were dead. And 15,000 moved out of state almost immediately. So you're sitting there going, wait a minute. Does any of this, for anybody with two brain cells to rub together, go, hey, maybe there's something wrong here?
Well, yeah, well, and that's just in Georgia, right? That doesn't include the other contested states.
Yep.
From Arizona to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, right? In fact, we've already, you know, judges have already ruled after the fact that laws were broken in Wisconsin. They didn't have the right under the state constitution to do the mail and drop in boxes and all that stuff. We know that the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania broke the law when they literally rewrote the election laws in favor of Joe Biden. We know that with the Zuck Bucks going around with Facebook and Zuckerberg, that there was discriminatory treatment, that they took, that it was basically a bribery scheme with different districts around the country. I mean, it was a stolen, illegitimate election. But let's say you listeners out there, and you Republicans, you squishy rhinos and establishment types, let's say you believe the numbers. Just the 17% alone that say they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden if they had known about the Hunter Biden laptop would have swung it to yep. Trump.
Yep. Yep. And isn't it funny how CNN, MSNBC, and all those are starting to dribble out some of this information now? Don't you find that interesting?
Well, I do, but not for the same reason as others are. I don't see it as though there's a lot of high-profile people far greater than I in conservative media that are saying that they're getting rid of Joe. They're throwing Joe away. And I'm like, no, that's not what's happening here. They're getting the story out. They want to get it way behind them going into the midterm, and the narrative is going to be that Hunter Biden was the rogue crackhead son that used the last name, but it didn't have anything to do with Joe, and Joe didn't do anything wrong, and, you know, it's a wayward child situation.
Yep. All right. It's time for a giggle. Okay.
Oh.
Apparently, what I hear, a man's blunt honesty over why he couldn't date an overweight woman really lit up the Twitterverse, I guess. So there was a man, the woman was, in no uncertain terms, told her that they couldn't date, that she was overweight. And he said, you know, when you're that much overweight, there's a negative effect on your body. He says, that has nothing to do with your attractiveness. And, you know, gender studies show that women face more scrutiny in this respect than men do. All right? This is the writer trying to fix this. However, the man said to her, she kept pushing him to go out with him. And she kept saying, well, how do you know that? You have to give me a chance. How do you know that I can't keep up with you or I can't do the same things that you want to do? So apparently what he said is, he says, okay, look, let's go out together. Let's do one of the things that I like to do. And one of those things is I start my day off with a jog. Well, I think a lot of people do. You know, I see people jogging in my neighborhood and early in the morning. I guess that's what they enjoy or what have you. So she got all ready to go, and he got all ready to go. Well, he didn't have to. He already did that. And so he shows up at her house. They go to start their jog out. She can't make it to the end of the apartment parking lot. Okay? And she just couldn't do it. So he proved his point. Right? And but she still, you know, give me time, give me this, give me that. And they were ripping him up to a degree on Twitter, but some came to his rescue and said, look, you did everything you could to dissuade her from this. But some of the people beating him up, you could tell they were lefties, it's like, you shouldn't care about her weight. And if you really loved her and you really cared about her, you would do those things on your own time without her. Now they're telling us what to eat, who to vote for, what we should believe, and now they're telling us who to date.
Well, right. And my question for this dude is, why did he even get sucked into the jog? I mean, the quarter? What was he doing going along with it? You know, here's what I would bust him on it. He gave her false hope that she had a chance at him because he led her to believe that if she could convince him she could jog, that he would stick around with her. Why did he bother? He wasted his own time and he wasted hers. They both knew she couldn't jog. And so, you know, so he participated in that. So that's the only thing that I would bust him on. Because, look, and I would also bust him on the fact that, let's be straight up, man, we know that he wasn't attracted to her. And he tried to pretend that it was that he was had concern for her health, okay? Look, the way that men need to stand up for this is they need to say, you know what, I got the right to decide who I'm attracted to and who I'm not attracted to. And this whole thing about Lizzo and big girls and this woman who can't even sing, they're pushing her out because that's the new movement, right? That's the new push against men, that something's wrong with you men if you don't want to go out with a big girl, right? And then the next thing is going to be if you don't want to go out with a trans woman.
Already come up. I've already done that story. That's already come up.
Well, of course you have, because you're the king of the crazy. I shouldn't have known you on that story.
Now, but wait a minute. I got to stick up for the brother. I got to stick up for him, okay? I mean, have you heard that song, Big Butts? I mean, seriously. When I look at some of these pictures online of the women that...
Are you saying you're into the big gals?
No. But I did have a friend that was very much into the large women, I'll put it that way. And he just loved large women. And I know some guys like that. So there are some guys that are very much into, 300-pound women or whatever. And God bless them. I guess God makes somebody for everybody. Not for me, but it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole TV show about that. That there are some men out there that love women so big that they're sitting around shoving ice cream down their throats, right? The bigger, the better. You know, and but you said you were going to stick up for this guy? How are you sticking up?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, you can't say that he just didn't like her because she was large. And maybe you can beat me up on the other side of the break about it. Joe, we'll be back in a few minutes.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
That is one of Tammy's favorite movies. I never quite get it, but I'll watch it with her because it's kind of goofy humor. I think she likes the dancing and the music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I don't know if you can still say this in the world today without getting in trouble, but you hear that classy music coming in, and we play it specifically for a classy lady. Andrea Kay joins me. She does pretty much every week, and Andrea has her own show. And Andrea, people got to listen to your show, man. Tell them how to catch you.
Look, go to AndreaKayShow.com. You can check out my podcast because my show starts at 6 in San Diego, same time as Joe's. So, you know, listen to Joe Live and find my podcast at AndreaKayShow.com. But, okay, so get back to where we left off.
Oh, you've got
to
nail me on dating. All right, go ahead.
You're a defensive man. Look, the dude has a right to be attracted to whoever he wants, but I do have a problem with him leading her on, making her think that if she could show him that she could jog a couple of steps, then he would stay in it. And I just think that's cruel. You men need to, if you're not interested in a woman, just move on, man.
I already know the answer to this question, okay? And I know men can be pretty stubborn, too. But have you dated a woman? I mean, seriously. Women can be just as stubborn as men. And do you think that she wouldn't give up? And finally he said, okay, come on. I mean, don't you think he was kind of like showing her that he was right?
No, I think, what do you mean that she wouldn't give up? Why was he continuing to communicate with her?
Well, because when you read the story as whole, he kept turning her down. And she kept saying, give me a chance. And then finally he said after like the fifth go around, look, I want to do things that you're not going to be able to do. Because of, you're a little on the large side,
No, because see, here's the problem. If you're not interested in dating somebody, let me give y'all some Andrea Kay dating advice, okay? If you're not interested in somebody, you say no once, you say no, thank you, I'm not interested, right? And then you don't respond a second time. His mistake that he made was he gave her an objection that she thought she could overcome. Let's take this back to sales, right? You don't give an objection that she's going to see if I can overcome this objection, then he'll be in it, right? So, no, you just say no, and then you move on. So he allowed himself to get sucked in, and in the course of that, he gave up.
Well, it's what they say.
I'm just trying to set the mood.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
See, you can be playing this in the background and saying, I just really would spend some time with you, but I'm not so sure. I mean, you might be able to keep up with me at the dinner table, but I don't know about the jog. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let's talk about during the break you tell me you're scared of redheaded women with knives.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, man.
Well, everybody's kind of got their type, right?
Yes.
But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm not even going to guess, but redheaded women with green eyes have always kind of sent a little shudder down my spine. So, when I was a kid, if anybody was going to set me up on a blind date, there was, strike one, two, and three in that case. But I didn't grow up around a lot of blonde women. I didn't grow up like that. I grew up around, traditional Italian-looking women, which would probably make me lean more towards that kind of look. Now, my mom had blonde hair, but as we all know, wasn't real. Sorry, Mom. But they already know that.
Now you're gonna hear from redheaded women and the dyed blondes now. That Joe Messina is a hater. He's bigoted against redheads and women that dye their hair.
Yeah. Anybody who's got a relationship with Miss Claro, really not interested, so. Oh God! It's always funny. So, we've heard a lot from Kamala Harris, whatever you want to call her. Apparently, she does a lousy job of communicating. But I think that I have found the school, the professor that taught at the school she went to. Take a listen and tell me if you agree. Okay.
This sort of willing ignorance. Right, this sort of duality between that consciousness of being aware in such manner and yet readily marginalizing that intersectionality. It's very profound. These conversations are intrinsically multifaceted, right? There are different angles to be looking at this from, and it's crucial to juxtapose that contrast within those realms of varying perspectives. And it's sort of the case where, are we asking ourselves the right questions, or are we all just sort of victim to the cause itself? It's suffocating, to be quite frank. It's paralyzing. But having these conversations is extremely, extremely vital in fundamental change. And there is
so. I have just lost a minute of my life to somebody who said absolutely nothing with a bunch of words. Agreed?
And that is Kamala every time she gets to a microphone, right? Whether she, what was it she was yammering about, carrying on about that, the passage of time and when time passes, it's so fundamental to the passage of time. It was like, what the heck is she yammering about?
she just did one, I think today or yesterday, about helping out a country and getting them the resources they need, because the only way for them to be able to get out is they need resources that only we can provide. I'm going, you're saying the same thing over and over again. What is wrong with you? Are you stuck? Somebody kick her to get moving on to the next track or something.
Was that what she was talking about, Jamaica?
Yeah. Yeah.
And right? I was wondering, like, how big of a fatty is she puffing on? Puff on before she started talking. It was like ridiculous. I can't be the only one that was wondering, isn't Jamaica the country where they do a lot of pot?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. And she bragged one time about how she used to smoke pot and listen to Tupac when she was in college, although she was in college long before Tupac ever made an album, right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she, and on top of that, she threw people in jail that smoked dope and was very proud of that.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
She was, yeah, the one thing she was hard on besides that mayor out of San Francisco
well,
was,
ooh,
you know,
putting a thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll keep it G, sorry.
Oh, no, you can't. I mean, you can't talk about this stuff without getting a little risque over it because they're so self-unaware. They that stuff, did she not hear what was rolling off of her tongue today or yesterday, whatever it was?
But did the American people not see that this is how she was back and why she didn't make it past the first debate when she was running for president? We got Joe Biden, who almost got us into World War III with three serious foreign policy gaffes last weekend, and then this is number two? I mean, this would be funny if it was a Saturday Night Live skit, but yes. The problem is, this is like real, man.
But you know what I always say about those Saturday Night Live skits? I always go, can you imagine sitting at the table and trying to sell this? You know, to those people, they go, no, nobody's going to believe that. You know, go back to where you came from. But they're not only believing it, they're voting for it now.
Well, can you imagine if these Republicans, Saturday Night Live would be back at the top of the ratings, right? Because they would be killing it every week with these skits. Who's playing Joe Biden right now? Are they doing any Joe Biden or Kakula?
I don't. They do have a guy that does play Joe Biden, but I've not read or seen anything where they're actually calling him on the carpet on a regular basis, you know?
Well, it is kind of hard to do a comedy sketch about a president that's so demented that he's about to get us into World War III and with nukes, right? But let me tell you, there's some good comedy gold there if they yes. had to go on Kakula, okay, or even Joe.
If they grow a spine. So,
yeah.
You know, you and I think you do too. We talk about the, you know, black-on-black crime in this country on a regular basis that is totally ignored by the Al Sharptons of the world and the Jesse Jackson and the Democrat Party as a whole, actually. But we finally got a live shot of black-on-black violence the other day with what's his name, Will Smith, and his attack on Chris Rock. Now, I don't know if that was real or not. Some people saying it was, some people saying it wasn't. God, what's happened when it comes to comedy with these people?
Well, this was the death knell of comedy. It's like nobody can make a joke anymore, right? Even yep. one that was complimentary to this woman. She should feel complimented the fact that he said she was as beautiful as Demi Moore with the bald head, right?
Yeah.
You can't even take a joke when it's a compliment, lady. Come on. This is insane. I think it's absolutely real because the damage that was done to Will Smith's brand and the Academy Awards, talking about they're not just trying to kill off comedy. This they're killing off themselves. I mean, you know, Jim Carrey said it right when he said that this was, you know, this was made it clear that they are not the cool kids anymore. This could not be fake because of the damage that it has done to them. And, you know, and it's not just a story of black-on-black crime, but now it's like this just paves the way that if they don't like anything you say about transgender or redheaded women with green eyes, they might feel like they can find you and a redheaded woman with green eyes can come smack you upside your head.
I tell you, you're trying to get me killed, aren't you?
You need to make sure you're in disguise next time you go to
there
the
you
mom.
Go. Thank you very much. I really, I very much appreciate that. But if you saw the full video, the other thing, too, that people haven't really looked at, they just look at a smack scene. He's laughing at the joke. His daughter's laughing at the joke. His wife is looking like she's just bit into a sour lemon over the joke, right?
Yeah.
And the sad part, again, the sad part about that is, well, whatever. Anyway, you know what the music means. Where do they find you again?
TheAngryPicture.com.
All right. Well, listen, people, you have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.